solid ground, a place on which to stand. Pass away. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is slain, sent to free the spirits in the dark domain. Touches me to ease my sorrow.
This is Remnant Radio Live. This is the ninth month, the sixth day of 2005. And if you're listening on FM or AM or whatever you may be listening, you can also get to us at remnantradio.org. That's R-E-M-N-A-N-T, radio.org. From there, you can use email links to email us during the program. You can also call in during this program. I think we'll be open to callers most of the time here. So that number is 702-293-5224. And tonight we have with us a special guest, Stan and Elizabeth Madrak of DemonBuster.com. Did I pronounce your last name correctly, Stan?
Madrak.
Madrak, okay, got it. And we're going to be discussing probably a number of issues tonight. Stan and Elizabeth are in represent what's called a deliverance ministry, a demonbuster.com, and that includes everything from casting out of demons, which are the source of most of our problems in today's Christian lives. And yes, Christians are demon possessed. Isn't that right, Stan?
Well, we don't like to use the word possessed, because possessed means that a person is practically totally possessed. King James made a mistake on that one.
Yeah.
But what the correct word is demonized.
Okay.
Or having demons.
All right.
And everyone is demonized, no exception.
Yes, I agree. Okay. Well, I can accept that. It's it's just a matter of semantics there. As to how you view it, really. I know today's Christian world, they like to say, well, a Christian can be demon oppressed.
Right.
But they can't be demon-possessed, and that's the common belief. However, my own experience, I have been a witness to many exorcisms on Christians. So, and we're talking about the hissing snake, the puking the green stuff, all the other stuff, and these are people,
mm-hmm.
these are professing Christians, professing Jesus Christ. And so, I know that this is much more prevalent than anyone cares to believe in general.
That's right. And
yeah.
The word oppressed, by the way, that's a word that's taught in
yes.
church,
yes.
denoting that the demons are outside. And
okay.
Jesus said to cast those that believe shall uh-huh. cast demons out, O-U-T,
yes.
denoting they are inside.
Yes. That makes sense to me. Well, on your website, demonbuster.com, we have a full deliverance training course, I see. I haven't looked through it all. I've looked through some of it, and what I read, I find no fault with, which led me to contact you, Stan, because it's... we don't see this kind of thing too much on the internet, really.
No, and if you see much, mm-hmm. they want you to send in donations or they want you to buy something before you can get any help.
Yes.
And our website is totally free. We don't even mention money.
Yeah.
And if you were to print it out, which I do not recommend, it's over 2,000 pages of material.
That would burn up your printer.
Oh, yeah. But we do have a link there where you can download our entire site.
Uh-huh.
And many have done that. And we also have about 25 or 30 hours of audio files in MP3 format.
Uh-huh.
And those you have to listen to one at a time, but you can put those on CDs and just listen to them and send them out to anyone you want to help.
Uh-huh. Well, what subjects would you like to cover tonight, Stan? Do you have any inkling toward anything in particular?
Well, no. Deliverance covers, I could talk all night long, all day long, so you might need to cut in here every once in a while. That's just the way that I am, because, see, the purpose is that of our ministry is we want to help everybody
yes.
that's looking for help.
Uh-huh.
Now, what happens is a person will contact us for help,
mm-hmm.
but then when they find out that it's demon-related,
yes.
well, all of a sudden they don't want any help. And the reason for that is their demons are so strong
mm.
that they will not allow the person to accept the help or to do the help, which is deliverance,
yes.
spiritual warfare.
I found that out a number of times.
Yes. And, we don't try and bend their arms. We tell them, our website and ministry, we tell them what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And either they believe it or they don't. They don't have to believe it, but they can keep their own demons. And Elizabeth is wanting to say something here.
Okay, Elizabeth. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. One of the things that I would like to let everybody know, maybe there's some listeners that for the first time don't understand what demons are. And this is where I was years ago. I was so afraid when people would tell me, well, I saw this demon running through my house or whatever.
Yes.
And I didn't want to hear it because it frightened me.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I understood and was taught what demons actually are, then that fear, as the Lord taught me what they were, that fear was cast out and it went away and all that. But people are not taught what they are, and the Word of God says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
But actually what demons are, and Jesus named some of them in the Scriptures, when he said, out of man comes forth these, and he listed several things, and those, in fact, are demons.
Mm-hmm.
It can be lust, it can be fear, suicide, addiction,
mm-hmm.
and we call these demons by those names when we cast them out.
Yes, uh-huh.
You do not have to know the name of a demon.
No.
Because they know they're a demon and they're a demon, but if,
yes.
if you do happen to know, like if you are controlled, harassed,
yes.
driven, or tormented by any particular thing, that is, in fact, a demon in your soulless
yes.
area or your body
yes.
or your mind, your will, emotions,
you,
that control you in certain areas, like fear of dark,
mm-hmm.
Suicide, thoughts of suicide, hopelessness, We hear a lot about that, anxiety, panic, fear. These, in fact, are the demons, and once people understand what they are,
yes.
then they begin to have an understanding of how they operate and what they're doing to them.
Yeah, you call them out by their job descriptions.
Right.
Yeah, that's really what it is. You know, and it's like how we call, you know, we say God. Well, God isn't, that's not his name. But that's who he is, and it's the same manner with these demons. That's not their name, you know. Fear or suicide or whatever isn't their name, but it's their job description. It's what they are.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. So and that works quite effectively, I found as well. If you're given their name or they tell you their name, well then you can deal with them on that level as well. But if you only know by what the symptom is, well then, you know, then that's that works just as well.
Yes. Some ministries do not believe in using demon names, and Jesus talked to Legion. Okay,
yes.
That tells me that demons have names.
Yes.
And also that since Jesus did talk to Legion,
mm-hmm.
that also tells us that there are times when we can and should talk to demons.
Yes.
Now, our ministry, we don't make it a habit of talking to demons, but on occasion the demons will start talking, and, mm-hmm. and sometimes we've got to interrogate them, and sometimes they just never say anything. And so if you can find a name, we believe that knowing the name helps, but it's not necessary.
Yes.
But many people will think, the demons will tell them, if you don't know my name, you can't get me out. Well, the demon's lying, because you can get them out. Now, one thing, though, there are times when the demons will not leave. I don't care who prays, he's not leaving. And usually this is a case where the demon has legal grounds to stay. Just like if you're in a home or you're in an apartment and you have a lease or you have a
yes.
mortgage,
mm-hmm.
they cannot evict you because you have a legal document there.
That's right.
Well, if you ever play with a Ouija board, that gave demons, many demons, legal grounds to be in you, even
yes.
if you've done it when you was a kid.
That's right.
And that goes for anything that would be considered a cult,
yep.
cult of cult, or even reading the horoscopes.
Yes.
Is part of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And so you open the doors there, and the demons will not have to leave. And sometimes the Lord will tell us what the legal hold is, and sometimes the demons will tell us,
yes.
and sometimes we just don't get it from anybody.
Yep.
And the demons just don't leave, and they don't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they do. Some say in the name of Jesus. Well, we've been doing this for almost 18 years, and sometimes they don't leave, and yep. nobody can say why.
You have to break.
We can give you an opinion.
You have to break the. You have to break the legal contract.
That's right.
It's
absolutely.
Absolutely necessary.
Yes.
Because there is a contract, and that has to be broken first.
Yes. Let me explain real simple here. How a Christian can have demons, because this is one of the biggest things, because most Christians are taught by the pastor,
yes.
Christians cannot have demons, which is just not true. All right, here's how you can have a demon. All right, the Bible says that we are body, soul, and spirit.
Yes.
All right, many, many Christians are sick in their body, even have cancer. Some have died of cancer and other diseases. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The demons are in your body. All right? Then there's the soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. All right? Look at all the Christians that are depressed a lot. They're always crying and boo-hooing and just all kinds of emotional things. Well, guess what? The demons are in their emotions. All right? In your will, there's people who certain things have no will at all. We took a man through deliverance one time, a long time ago, and the first of every month, he would run down to the bookstore and buy all the porno books. He had no control over his will. The demons drove him to do that. Well, after we cast out porno, he no longer had that problem.
Uh-huh.
All right? That leaves the mind. Look at all the bad thoughts, strange thoughts, thoughts that you don't want in your mind while you're sitting there. I don't care if you're in church or watching TV. Thoughts in your mind you don't want. Guess what? The demons are in your mind giving you those thoughts. Now, that leaves one part of our being, our soul, our spirit. The demons cannot get into our spirit man. All right? But what the demons do is they surround your spirit man. If you cupped your hand, both your hands, you interlinked your fingers there, mm-hmm. and made it real tight.
Yes.
And it'd be like your spirit was inside your palms there, pressed tight, and all your fingers and your thumbs were the demons. They control. They just tighten that down so that you cannot do the things of the Lord.
Right.
That, you know, reading your Bible and praying and things like that. Well, once you start doing deliverance, you remove this demon and that demon, and the fingers come off this demon, and then before you know it, you're freer. Deliverance sets you free and gives you a closer walk with Jesus. And that's pretty the simplest way I know to show how Christians can and do have demons.
Yes. You know, there's something that's always been, I have my own way of explaining it, but I would like to get your take on this.
Okay.
Some Christians, when they receive the Lord Jesus Christ, as what we call it in a salvation measure, what we call a born again experience, and some of them seem to get automatic deliverance from many things, and they're able to just from that moment just spring forward and be absolutely lights in the world and full of the love of Jesus Christ, and nothing ever slows them down. It's like they received a complete deliverance upon being born again. But most do not. Most receive that love of Jesus Christ, but they don't have the ability to carry that on and reproduce. In other words, become fruitful and have love and act out of love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ in a full manner. And so I've always wondered, is it a level of surrender upon that initial time, or what do you think about that?
Well, I think I have the answer to that, and to me it's real simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is deliverance? Mm-hmm. Deliverance is the casting out of demons.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you do self-deliverance, whether you cast out your own demons, mm-hmm. which you should be doing every single day,
yeah.
or someone is sitting down in front of you, looking you in the eye and casting demons out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what deliverance is. So when some people get saved, take a drug addict.
Yes.
And they get saved, and the next day they no longer are on drugs. Well, they did not get deliverance. What they got was a miracle. God
okay.
still does miracles,
right.
but the far and few between.
Yes.
Now, what happens is even though they got their miracle, the demons did not leave. So if you have ever had a miracle like that when at a salvation experience, you also need to cast out any demons related to alcoholism or drugs or whatever it is you was involved in. Because the demons, they don't leave. That's why Jesus told us to cast out the demons. Us meaning all believers. And that, by the way, is all believers. And you're a believer as soon as you get saved. There's no requirement. There's no age requirement. There's no training required. All you need to know is that Jesus said to do it, and you're going to do it. So that's my take on what happens there when a person gets that miracle.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen, like I said, these drug addicts. We're not talking next day. We're talking about right then and there. They're down off the drug. They have no desire whatsoever again to ever take that drug. It's a complete, like I said, it's really a miracle. You probably have it right, but it's completely out of their life. And it never,
absolutely,
never to bother them again. And some get it that way, but there's many who don't.
Right. Well, for whatever reason, God just desires to give some people that miracle right there on the spot.
Yeah.
It might be just for them. It might be for their family or people that they're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
But for the majority of the people, it's just, you know, God wants us to do our job.
Yeah, we have to. It's a daily thing. Yeah,
that's right. When a person goes to school, they have to do their homework. The teacher is not going to do it for them.
Right.
The parents are not supposed to do it for them. And the same thing with spirituality. God expects us to do our part.
Uh-huh.
And when He went back to heaven and gave the Holy Ghost down here to all of us,
mm-hmm.
He gave us the weapons that we need. And the only thing that we lack is the knowledge of how to do that. And like I said, our website is there to give the people the knowledge, and it's in real simple terms. It's nothing deep and spiritual. It's nothing that, you know, God revealed this. It's, you know, Jesus said to do it, and you just got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, and we all need to be. There's so many that are not leading effective Christian lives. They're not about the Father's business. They're plagued with, you know, with all this stuff. Like you say, their spirit is enveloped by all of these, you know, these things. You know that where they can't shine as lights to the world.
That's right. And again, it's sad but true that most Christians believe what the pastor says instead of getting in the Bible and learning it themselves.
Yes, that's right.
And it's, you know, it's just sad, but you know it. It's kind of strange in a way that you know, with the hundreds of emails we get every day from Demon Buster, that God will pick this one out that wants help, and that one, you would think everybody would be right in wanting help, but they won't do that. So God has got His hand on the certain ones that He wants to help,
yeah.
Although it's available, you know, anybody can get saved.
Yes.
But they're not all going to get saved. And anybody can get deliverance, but they're not all wanting to get deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth is going to say something.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Okay, one of the things that we run across with our webpage and our emails and people
uh-huh.
that we talk with is their misunderstanding about deliverance. They'll email us and say, pray that the Lord will deliver me from such and such.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we try to help the people understand is that prayer is different from casting out of demons and warfare. Prayer is your petition before the Lord and your praise and worship of the Lord, but then your deliverance is when you say, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of fear or the demon of fear to come out of me now. And that's deliverance. And you keep casting that demon of fear, if that's your problem, out until you no longer have that problem. And that's when you know you have been delivered. Some people can jump up, down, and scream and holler and crawl across the floor and never get deliverance. But somebody else can sit down and never make a sound, and they will receive their deliverance. So the exciting screaming and hollering and all that kind of stuff is not necessary. You will run across it at times,
yes.
And it is real, but it's not the evidence that a demon has left.
Well, no, the evidence is the change in the person afterwards.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we try to help the people understand is that it's not just, Lord, deliver me from fear. It's
mm-hmm.
them actually being a doer of the word,
yes.
and casting that demon out.
Yes, uh-huh.
In Jesus' name.
I want to invite, anyone that would like to call in and talk to Stan and Elizabeth or ask for deliverance right here. We We can do that. If there's a problem plaguing your life, don't feel too proud to call in. Now, all of us have these problems, and there's nothing to be proud about. It's that humbleness before the Lord that we have to reach anyway in order for anything to happen. And so, if you have a problem, you need victory, you need deliverance, call in during the program here, and we can pray for you. And so that number is 702-293-5224. Or if you just want to ask Stan and Elizabeth a question, maybe you're confused on an issue, or they can help clear something up or whatever, then that too. So back to you, Stan or Elizabeth.
Okay. I want to say one thing about doing deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scriptures says that the seven sons of Sceva,
mm-hmm.
they were not Christians. But it says that they tried to cast a demon out of somebody, and the demons whipped up on them. They ran in all different directions, and because they didn't know what they were doing. Now, that's not their main reason. The main reason was because they were not Christians. See, Jesus gave us the power, us meaning all believers,
mm-hmm.
any believer. If you're a believer, and, you know, many people say they're Christian, but based on their lifestyle, they are not Christians.
Okay,
and that is another sad fact of
well, that's I agree with you. A Christian will bear fruit, and it's as simple
right,
as
right.
that.
Okay, now the other thing is that there's people in churches, particular denominations,
mm-hmm.
that will cast demons out of people.
Yes,
but they give them no training, and so if they get any demons out of the person up there at the altar, usually, then they go home and they don't know what to do. They don't know about deliverance. They don't know what went on.
Uh-huh.
And here's what Jesus said. He says that if when a demon is cast out, he goes to dry places, and then he needs a home. Now this is a side issue here, but demons love a warm body.
Yes.
They, for some reason, they prefer 98.6. That's us. The next choice is a warm-blooded animal. But they will also inhabit objects. All right? So Jesus says that the demons will go out in dry places, and they're looking for a home. All right. Then he says that the demon will come back, and if he finds your place, your home, swept and garnished, all right, now, you get rid of some demons, but you haven't been reading the Bible, you haven't continued doing deliverance, you're not doing your spiritual warfare, Jesus says that demon is coming back with seven more wicked demons. Now, I believe everybody, no exceptions, has got probably thousands of demons. That's right, thousands. All right, so if you're doing deliverance and you cast out 100 demons, well, you're getting 100 times seven back if you do not continue. And what we tell people and believe, once you learn about deliverance,
mm-hmm.
this has got to be a part of your daily life until the day you die. It's that simple. And some will say, oh, you're paranoid. Well, paranoid's a demon, and I don't have that one. and so, you know, it's just
yeah.
when you get up in the morning, you know, you do certain things. Maybe you brush your teeth or have a cup of coffee or something, and you
uh-huh.
get dressed, and you put the key in your car, and you turn the ignition. Everything becomes automatic. Well, deliverance and spiritual warfare must also become automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do it, the easier it is. And well, not that it's hard, it's just, it's easier in that you don't think about it, you just do it.
Yes.
So you got to be careful. That's why I would not do any deliverance over the telephone.
Oh, okay, I see. All
you
right.
Know, you know, we can pray, but as Elizabeth said, prayer is not deliverance.
All right, then. I stand corrected on that. But still, if anyone wants to call in and ask questions or whatever, you certainly can. Or
absolutely.
Or we can pray for you. How's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, from what I've seen, and you know, being involved with a number of incidences, you know, through my 33 years as a walk as a Christian, I've noticed that the successful deliverances that I've seen were ones where first of all, those legal contracts were broken that we talked about earlier.
Yes. Second
of all, that the Lord Jesus Christ was allowed to fill those places that those demons once inhabited.
That's also correct.
And you know, that in his love, in a surrender fashion, and that person needs to surrender that portion of their life to the Lord where it was not before, because that demon inhabited that portion of their life before. It wasn't surrendered. So that's how I see it anyway. And I've noticed more often than not, of all the people I've witnessed over the years, there's only been what I call only a few successful deliverances from those that were obviously demon possessed, is what I'm saying. You know, not from your average, but you know, for those ones that act out, those demons that act out in people, you know, that's quite obvious to everybody. And to be delivered from those type, there's only been a few successful that I've ever seen of all the ones, including Bob Larson's. Are you familiar with Bob Larson?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, there are some successful of his, but I've witnessed some of his own, and he's not all the way successful, let me tell you. There's only a few here and there that he ever really gets.
Well, see, the success is based on what the person does after deliverance.
Yes, there's no follow-up with Bob. That's the problem.
Right. There's a lot of money involved there, though.
Yeah, and a lot of money, too, yes.
That's another issue.
Well, that's part of why there's no follow-up. It's hand-in-hand in his case.
Yeah. Okay, a real simple one. I like to use this one a lot. Temper. Almost everybody has a temper.
Yes.
Well, some people say, well, I can control my temper, or, you know, I just lose it once in a while. Well, temper's a demon. And if you cast out temper, in the name of Jesus, I command temper to leave
me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, it may go and it may not go.
Okay.
Once you learn more about deliverance and you get a little bit of authority, and you don't have to yell at demons. Demons are not deaf. But temper especially, we call it like the cabbage effect. Okay, now, as a kid, my dad made me go to the store and buy the biggest head of cabbage that I could find at the grocery store there.
Okay.
And so we'd bring it home, and we'd start peeling it off one layer at a time. Okay,
right.
And you keep peeling and peeling, and the cabbage gets smaller and smaller. You got two piles and then a center round part, but the three piles are still cabbage.
Uh-huh.
All right? And the center part keeps getting smaller and smaller until finally, if you go all the way down to the bottom, there's nothing left.
Yes.
Well, with demons sometimes, and temper in particular, you cast out a demon. Now, this is really strange, and many things with deliverance, there are no scriptures to back this up. This is just what probably most or all deliverance ministers would tell you. It's just a fact that demons will leave. Now we say this partially, or part of them will leave, or it's like the cabbage effect. A little bit of them will be leafed off and leafed off, and the more you do deliverance, until they get down to just that little round part of that cabbage core, and then you can just kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now that does happen. Temper is one that we know happens quite often, but there's other demons.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat too much, that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
People that are overweight. Well, just call out the symptoms, and there's nothing silly about the name that you call out. We had a woman who was overweight, and one of her problems is she told us that she ate a gallon of ice cream every day.
Ooh.
Well, we cast out ice cream. We just said, ice cream, in the name of Jesus, we command you to leave.
Uh-huh.
She contacted us up within a few days or in the next week, and she wasn't eating ice cream anymore. And people would say, well, you're crazy. Well, they said the same thing to Jesus.
Well, of course, yeah.
We cast out a demon named Chocolate, the person that just had a chocolate thing. I mean, nothing wrong with eating chocolate, but when a demon is in control, you eat too much chocolate. You drink too much.
Yeah.
You curse. Whatever it is you do.
Could be apple
the demons
juice.
Are in control,
could be anything. Yeah.
They control that part of you, and you have no control. And as Elizabeth said, that is a demon, and you know you need to cast that out.
Right. Yeah. See, I'm not. I haven't ever really been in this type of ministry that you're talking about. The deliverance that I've been into has been much different. And I knew this is how it was by reading DemonBuster.com, and that's one of the reasons that I felt to bring you on is because you do have this aspect on things that's different. And so now our listeners on RemnantRadio.org, for the most part, are not familiar at all with any of this. And so this is an area which we all need to be educated. And,
absolutely.
And I've been wanting to do this for some time on Remnant Radio. I just haven't been able to find the right person. And I think Stan, you and Elizabeth are very good for us here to learn about this, because, including me, because this is really a methodology I'm just not too familiar with. But I'm learning as you're speaking.
You know, it's like salvation. You know, the Bible says that salvation is so simple, mm-hmm. is why so many people miss it.
Yes.
And, you know, you just ask the Lord into your life. By the way, that is our main goal, our main mission, our main ministry, as should be all ministries, salvation of the person. Get them saved, then they learn about deliverance.
Absolutely.
And we won't cast demons out of anybody unless they're first saved, and we will have them say a sinner's prayer. Never, if you're doing deliverance out there, there's only one way to do it, in that you cast demons out in the name of Jesus. But there's different methods of what you may be doing or may not be doing, and what many we're hearing from will not do or don't do or don't think they have to is they won't get the person to say a sinner's prayer first, because the person says, oh yeah, I'm saved.
Uh-huh.
And see, when we first got started almost 18 years ago, we did not know that. So the church that we was going to, we took half the church through deliverance one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we assumed, since we was going to that church, we assumed they were saved. Well, then we found out that, you know, based on the person's lifestyle, they weren't saved.
Yeah.
And we were doing more harm. We was causing possibly those seven more wicked demons to come into those people.
Right.
So after that, I don't care if you're the pastor or who you are, you're going to say a sinner's prayer, and then we're going to start kicking your demons out.
I completely agree with that. I've seen too many people that try to do deliverance, and they're trying to do deliverance on people they didn't even know. There was no profession of Jesus Christ, nothing in their life. Well, how can you do that? How in the world can you ever expect? Because those people haven't even taken the first step, and that first step is a breaking of contracts to begin with. It's a breaking of contract with Satan, and so that has to be done.
Right.
So
since you mentioned Satan, let me throw out something here. Once in a while, we'll get email from a Satanist who's wanting out. Now the devil gets Satanists to sign a blood oath. They make them draw their own blood somehow, and they sign their name with some kind of legal contract, supposedly. Uh-huh. And it is a legal contract.
Yes.
But Jesus breaks that legal contract when you break it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So if you're in Satanism or any kind of witchcraft, you can get out of it. The devil is a liar. He'll not be able to keep you in there.
Yeah, they'll...
And then you just start doing your warfare, because they will try and get you back in there.
Yes.
And the demons will mess with you if you allow them to.
Yeah.
And you don't allow them to by doing spiritual warfare and deliverance. And the demons will always try to attack anybody. I don't care who you are, how long you've been doing deliverance, mm-hmm. the demons will try to attack and do attack, and that's why it's so important to do spiritual warfare and deliverance every single day. After a phone call, I do deliverance. I command any demon. Here's what I say. Father, in Jesus' name, I command every demon that has followed me, sent to me, or transferred mm-hmm. to me to leave me now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I say that after each phone call or visitor, because the demons can transfer over the telephone line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Yeah, they can. We know firsthand they can do that. So the Satanists, you can get out. Just accept Jesus as your personal Savior, and then you start doing some deliverance, and our website is there to help you do that. One other subject here, I just got an email tonight, another email like this. this is so prevalent. I don't know. I'm hearing more and more about it, but I also hear that it is very, very prevalent. But women in particular will not. They don't want to talk about it because they don't want people to think that they're crazy. And we're talking about demons that will have sex with you at night,
yeah,
or while you're sleeping.
I've heard of this.
Okay, this is, we have an article on there, a very good article on there, and it's from another ministry, but it's Incubus and Succubus.
Yes, that's right.
These are the
right.
Two of the demons, that's their names, one's for men and one's for women. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that can stop these is deliverance and spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. There's objects in your home that might be bringing these demons there if they're not staying with you. We have an article called House Cleaning. You go through there, you go through your entire home, and you throw out anything that possibly could cause demons to stay there. Just to mention a couple, anything, any owls, frogs, unicorns, that's three of the really big ones we know.
Buddhas.
Problems.
Buddhas.
So if there's an object that's bringing these demons, that's one thing, but you've got to deal with them.
Yeah.
Now, there's times when the demon, the person is frozen in their bed. They cannot move, and they're being attacked sexually. And sometimes people get frozen in their bed. It's not a sexual attack, but the demon just locks them in their bed, and they can't even talk to utter the name Jesus. All right, now, here's one that most people will not believe, but we know it to be a fact firsthand. If the demon's got his claws or his hand, whatever you want to call it, over your mouth so you cannot speak, or you are so frozen in your bed you cannot speak, just think the name Jesus, and that demon will release you immediately and get out of there. They can read or hear your thoughts. They really can. Guess what? Because they're in your mind, they're in your will, they're in your soulish man there, so they can hear. So you just think the name Jesus, and if you can think more, like, you know, demon, you leave in the name of Jesus. Okay, now that covers the demon side.
Yes.
This email that I got today, just tonight, also talked about this person was previously involved in astral projection.
Okay.
Now this is real.
Yes,
people
it is.
People can get out of their body. They can be sitting on their couch
and
project. They call it astral projection. There's other terms for it. They can go pop in your house. They can have sex with you. Okay, now this is what I call a human in spirit form. Now, if it's a human in spirit form, what you got to do is you just pray a different prayer since it's not a demon. And we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cut and burn all ungodly silver cords. Now, silver cord is mentioned in the Bible there. And if it's a human in spirit form, that human will disappear immediately. So there's two cases where someone could come invade your house, and it's like Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty. It's just like that. They appear and materialize in your home.
Mm-hmm.
They can, at their discretion, they can allow you to see them, or they can remain invisible just to look around to check you out, and mostly it's to scare you, to frighten you. So there's two areas there. If you're having that problem, it's just a matter of everything is done in the name of Jesus. That's just the way it is.
Stan, I need to give out the phone number one more time. That's 702-293-5224. 702-293-5224. We had a request. Someone missed the phone number and wants to talk to you. So that's the reason I'm giving it out. I have a question for you from one of our listeners, if you want to answer it.
Okay.
He says, in the earlier days, believe a great amount of demonic influence was caused by Baal worship idolatry. I wonder if much demonic influence today is caused by our modern-day idolatry, i.e. worship of television, food, cigarettes, alcohol, which replaces God in our lives and leaves us wide open. And then he asks what your website is. Well, your website is demonbuster.com. Did you want to answer his question on that?
That is very correct.
Yes.
Now, let's to show where you can have a god, which is becomes an idol. Say you got a car, okay? You got a brand new car, and you're out there every day, maybe once a week. You're washing it and waxing it. Well, that car just might be an idol to you, which is a god.
Yes.
You may have things in your home that is an idol. And
yeah.
People say, well, I don't worship it. Nonetheless, it becomes an idol.
Yes, it does.
And that could bring, it does, it don't could. It, that brings demons into your home, which brings them into you.
Mm-hmm.
And one easy way to find out if you have any idols in your home, ask yourself this. If your house was to burn down right now, after we get off this line here, if your house was to burn down, how would you react or feel concerning this object or this collection or that? How would you feel? And if you would be devastated, just absolutely devastated concerning some kind of collection, a doll collection, which the dolls you ought not to have anyhow, that's another subject, then that area might be an idol in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do is you pray about it, you do some deliverance over it,
mm-hmm.
you command any demons attached to that particular idol,
mm-hmm.
and then the Lord might have you to get rid of whatever it is that you think could be an idol.
Yes.
And the, you know, we go on the side of being cautious. You do it just in case. You know, it's like candles. We have an article on our website about candles. You should not have candles in your home. Candles attract demons. Well, where is that in the Bible? Well, it's not in the Bible. Well, candles are in the Bible. Well, if you look, if you do some research and you check your Strong's Concordance, look up candles, you'll find there were no candles in the Bible. King James put the word candle, but what they really used in Bible times, and even on in the history, they used oil lamps. So anytime you see the name candle in the Bible, you should scratch it out and change it to oil lamp or lamps, whatever, singular or plural. So you know, anything that could be an idol, you want to get rid of. The candles, if they can attract demons, if they do have demons, there's no candles in my home.
None in mine either. I feel the same way about it.
Well, we went this past week 5 days and 5 hours with no electricity because of the hurricane, and, you know, we used batteries.
Yes.
And they lasted just fine for that time.
Well, having been around Satanists before, and also I know that witches, those involved with witchcraft, they have an extensive use of candles. They have generally they will have anywhere between dozens to hundreds of candles lit at any one time in their dwelling places. And in their places where they do their little ceremonies, their little practices. So I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, and look at the Catholic Church, all the candles. See, and that's a form. We have a caller, so we'll go ahead and take it. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Stan.
Yeah, this is Ray. Ray Griffith. I'd like to talk to Stan and make a comment on the radio.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
How are you doing up there?
Hey, Stan, how are you?
Oh, just fine.
Good. Well, we've been listening to the broadcast, and I just want to say, give a real confirmation to what Brother Stan and Elizabeth are saying. We live in Montgomery, Alabama, and when Stan and Elizabeth were in Montgomery, they took my wife and I through deliverance, and our lives have never been the same since. And we realized at that time, although we were spirit-filled and spoke in tongues and you know, did all the things that that Christians are supposed to do, that we had demon problems that we didn't even know about. And since learning about deliverance and going through deliverance, one initial time to really take care of the bulk of them, we've been able to stay free and clean. You know, Stan mentioned a few minutes ago about the spirit of fear. You know, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. Well, a spirit of fear is a demon of fear. So if anyone's wondering, well, you know, Christian can't have demons, well, if you've ever been afraid, you got a spirit of fear. It's a demon of fear. And
right.
So we've been able to keep free of this, and I just have to say thanks to Stan and Elizabeth and give praise to the Lord for that ministry.
Amen. Well, it's nice hearing from you, Ray, and say hi to Brenda, too.
Say that again?
Say hi to Brenda, too.
Say hi to Brenda, Ray.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I guess you're having a hard time hearing Stan.
Yeah, I think my headset here has a bad... Yeah, my headset had a bad connection, so go ahead and say that again if you would, please.
I just said, Ray, to say hi to Brenda. Nice hearing from you.
I sure will. So I guess what I want to say to everyone listening is take this seriously, because in areas where you've been held back or not been able to accomplish the things that you know that you're gifted to do and called to do in the Lord and not been able to do, you've probably had a hindering spirit there that you have absolute authority over, and it's easy to get rid of. Just go out to that website, demonbuster.com, learn how to do it, and do it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, we'll talk to you
all
later.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now, I'm glad that Ray called in, because for the other listeners, you know, some people say, well, what kind of proof? Give me somebody's name that you cast demons out of. Now, there's Ray and Brenda who, he said, they were saved, they were spirit-filled, and they spoke in tongues, and they had demons. And so does everybody else. And all you got to do is cast them out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
let me throw something out here.
Okay.
It's been over a year now. We had a guy come here who wanted to interview us for a movie, what he was calling a deliverance movie.
A movie.
All right. Now, oh. I told him, now you can come here and, you know, interview me and Elizabeth. She wasn't here. She was at work at the time.
You mean like a documentary type movie?
Well, no, a movie.
A movie movie.
Now, it was kind of supposed to be a documentary, but it was designed to be a movie.
Okay.
Now, the guy's intent was to, the guy that came to putting it together,
mm-hmm.
His idea was to talk about and show something that happened to him as a child having to do with deliverance, which turned out to be a very bad experience. And after he showed up here and I talked to him about it, the man was not even saved. He got saved here in our living room, and he changed his tune about what the movie was going to be about. Now, it was supposed to have already been released, but it has not been. I don't know what the holdup is, but he told me it's still coming out. And how it, I don't know, there's no name to it yet, but he interviewed, I hate to use the name, that movie, that witch movie where was out, it was, you never saw the camera person, they was talking behind the camera and just showing the faces, the Blair Witch Project.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, it's going to be like that, where they're going to be showing all the people that they're talking to, like deliverance ministers and others, mm-hmm. but it's primarily going to be about deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And now, he did say that it had to be, he had to have both sides in this in order to get it approved, so he's got different people on there talking, different deliverance ministers, but he went around to many, many deliverance ministers that's supposed to be on this movie. And, if I ever find out when it's coming out, I'll get back with your network there and let you know.
I'd be very much interested in it, yeah.
But when it does come out, yes. I'm looking to see a very large number of people that are, when they see that, and just like this radio program, this
yes.
should cause many people
yes.
to not go to my website, but to want to get free of the problems
yes.
in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what deliverance does for you.
That's right, yes. There's an answer why people continue to have problems in certain areas, why they're plagued with depression, they're plagued with manic behavior, whatever. This is all demonic activity, and when people begin to realize, if they'll just believe, some of these, you, Stan, Elizabeth, me, that these are demons, if you'll believe it and seek after deliverance and like Stan says, even learn how to do it yourself, then you can get victory over this thing in your life. And so many have problems they've been fighting with their whole life. They've never been, the medical institutions, the psychological institutions, they don't have any answers. Their only answers is drugs. And you take the drugs, and that creates another problem. The only real thing that works is deliverance of the cause of the thing, which is demonic activity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Stan. I mean, people need to start believing. The problem is that Most people just think this is all just whacked out talk. You know, they don't want to believe it. They think it's just too far, you know, too far beyond their, you know, their belief system to, you know, to accept. Then you explain why you got these problems. Okay, you haven't mm-hmm. been able to. You spent your whole life struggling. You don't have an answer. You don't know why. Well, we're telling you why. Just start believing for a change.
Right.
You know, and what's it going to hurt?
That's
nothing.
It, nothing to lose.
Nothing.
Nothing to lose.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
And this is prompted by one of our listeners who's asking, so I'm going to ask it in my own manner. What's your take on the use of the name Yahweh for God, and in particular, have you ever heard of anybody using the name Yahshua as in reference to Jesus Christ? You know, some prefer to call him Yahshua or Yahshua HaMashiach. Have you ever heard of anybody trying to use that name in deliverance?
Well,
I'm curious myself, actually, because I've never ever heard of anybody using Yahshua to cast out demons.
Okay, neither have I. But now let me add to this.
Okay.
Okay. If you listen to a Christian radio station that plays music,
right,
or you have Christian albums or whatever, especially newer stuff,
yes,
count how many times in the song you hear the name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you will not hear it.
That's right.
They will say Lord, they will say God, they'll say Savior, but they'll not say J-E-S-U-S.
That's right.
Jesus.
You bet.
All right. Now, there's a reason for that. There is power in that name.
There is.
Now, there is an, I'm going to call it an ungodly movement. I the name escapes me. I would call it the Yeshua movement.
Okay.
But it's to stop people from using the name Jesus.
I believe it.
Here's
brother.
What they say.
Yes.
There is no letter J in the Hebrew alphabet.
Yes, that's right.
That's true.
Yes.
Here's what I say. When I command the demon to leave in the name of Jesus, he leaves. Not in Yeshua, not in any other name that they use, but the name Jesus, J-E-S-U-S.
Yes, sir.
And anytime I get email from people that do not use the name that, the Jesus name, and I tell them an email, just what I told you, and I never hear from them again. Because, see, there's demons involved in that. It's to stop them from using the name Jesus.
Yes.
Now, if a person is in a foreign country, like my ancestors are from Poland. I do not speak Polish.
Yes.
But in Poland, when they cast out demons, you know, they use the Polish language. And whatever Jesus is in Polish, it's still Jesus, but it's in Polish.
Uh-huh.
Or in whatever other country you're in or whatever language you speak, it's still J-E-S-U-S.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't, you know, I would not use that. I've heard of deliverance ministries who stopped using the name Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and things are just haywire there.
Yes.
So that takes care of that answer.
I completely agree with you, and I've said this many times. I just wanted your take on it. I already figured this was going to be your answer. But I want
Elizabeth. I hogged the phone again. Elizabeth wants to say something.
Okay.
This is doesn't have anything to do with what y'all just talked about, but I just wanted to give a quick testimony because Stan and I have both been through deliverance.
Sure.
And one of the things that we want people to watch out about is if they do go to somebody for help, that they question that person to make sure that they have been through deliverance. Or, you know, they're desiring deliverance. They may not be totally delivered from every problem they have, but they're desiring that deliverance. But with me, I started with deliverance because I was a Christian. I was born again. I was speaking in tongues. I loved the Lord with all my heart, and I worshiped Him 100%. Then I would backslide. And I know some people don't like that word, but that's exactly what I did.
Well, that's a good description of it.
Doing exactly what I did before I got saved.
Yes.
And so then I would come back to the Lord, and I would be 100% worship the Lord. And I see this in churches. I've seen it throughout my Christian life in churches where these people that love the Lord would come for a period of time, then they would not come back.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would come back to church and for, you know, a few weeks, and then they would be out in the world again. And that's when I started learning about deliverance, was the demons in me that were controlling me. They would let me go so far with the Lord. And why they even let me go that far, I'm not sure, except it was just the mercy of the Lord, you know, His Spirit in me, drawing me. And it would draw me out for a period of time, but the demons, like Stan said, were strong in me and would pull me back into the world. And so once I got deliverance from that, and that went on for 5 years, I went to my pastor and I said, look, this is what's happening. It's been going on ever since I got saved. What can I do to stop this? And he did not know about deliverance. And he loved the Lord, and he was a godly man. And but he didn't understand about deliverance, and he could not help me. But once I learned about deliverance, I went through the deliverance. I had the demons cast out. Then that stopped. And that's how you know you've had the demons cast out, because
yes.
you no longer have those problems.
Okay, we need to take a break at least on the top of the hour. And do you want to go for a second hour, Stan and Elizabeth?
Hey, Elizabeth might have to go to bed and get ready for work, but I'll go all night long.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back. And we're going to be gone for just a few minutes. We'll be back, okay?
All right,
just hang on.
Okay.
About the sins that I did commit, for which Jesus died.